episode of the Unsung Gamers Podcast. I am your host, Phantom Recon, a.k.a. Rico. And with me again is my brother, my partner, Shadow Alchemist X, a.k.a. Nandol.
Hey, hey. Hey.
And returning with us once again is El Tacoma, a.k.a. Ed Way, a.k.a. Jermaine.
Well, what's going on?
And then making a surprise guest return out of nowhere from left field is Red Dragon, Antonio.
Well,
All right, folks, we're going to keep this one a short one today because we're having some technical difficulties with our audio recording today. So hopefully you can enjoy this short episode, and hopefully the next one will be even better. But for now, let's just jump right in. We're going to start with The Last of Us. I was able to watch this last episode. Hopefully y'all were able to too. Just to keep it short and quick, because Jermaine hasn't watched it, Thonya hasn't watched it. I know Thonya just got a PlayStation 5. Congratulations, welcome to the dark side. And hopefully you'll be able to play the game.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up?
Yep. Yes, I will.
Awesome, awesome. So with that, I guess, Nando, I know you saw it. What did you think of it real quick in two sentences? And go.
I thought it was good. Glad they changed a lot. Some parts didn't like good, though.
Awesome, awesome. I guess what would you give it?
9.
Awesome. You know what? I give it a 9, too. I liked it. I saw some scenes from the game. It was pretty good. And, you know, I'm just gonna leave it at that. And I feel like this is the turning point to where things are going to get a little bit more intense coming up. And with that said, we're going to jump right into the thing that just got released, actually just now, right now, Wednesday, February 15th, is the new season of the Warzone 2. Fellas, what are your expectations? And let's go with Jermaine.
I'm not keeping my expectations very high, because, you know, it is Activision. Unfortunately, them is down for a little while now. But hopefully they fix a few of the glitches and the bugs and stuff like that. I'm actually looking forward to the resurgence map when I get a chance to play it later today or early tomorrow.
Okay, okay. And Nando?
I'm looking forward to the new season. Hopefully they have patched out some of the kinks, because I did run into a few already. I mean, it's just annoying. Like, going to the game tells me to update because they have past versions, and I'm like, well, that's what the update was for, right? And they didn't do it. Had to do it manually.
Bam. Antonio, what do you think?
I'm expecting great things, because you know why? It's been a really long time since season one started, and here we go. Let's see what they got this time for us. And what do they have for it?
So from what I heard, I know there's new maps, new weapons. And I believe they're bringing back a smaller map, a resurgence, a rebirth island type of map, which I'm not sure. We'll see what happens. We'll see how that looks. But yeah, my expectation for it is, yeah, definitely, hopefully it gets better. Hopefully the maps are better. There's been some glitches. I know we've come across a few glitches on our side where I think there was one part where somebody was actually cheating. Like, we were shooting them, and somehow that they couldn't die, and they got a nuke and were able to use it. So never seen it happen. So hopefully they can remove some of that out of the game coming up. And I guess for me personally, I kind of want to see more gear that you can buy, because I really miss my pixel gun that I had from the first Warzone. So I'm hoping they can bring some more of those animation deaths back.
Right. Yeah, man, because that stuff is cool.
Even though I have to pay for it again.
That's how they get you. Microtransactions.
Oh, ooh, ooh. And then you have to pay again for the next game.
Oh, yeah. That won't be for another 2 years. So we're okay for now.
We got the extension they're doing for us here sometime this year. At the end of the year, part 2 to Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Right. Is that like a whole separate thing? Is it?
It's supposed to be like a DLC that we got for free. But now they're talking about they're going to charge us because it's going to be considered a premium game.
Well, yeah, like, why give it to us for free when we can just pay for it?
Bend us over and fuck us
again. You think that they'll bend to the will of the masses?
No.
And for real? You really don't know?
Hell no. They're a corporation first, and not for the players. They're making what they want to make. I mean, they'll make
it here first. We're going on strike.
As long as it's not $70, I mean, that's just too much for an expansion. Maybe 40 or 50 at the most.
They did say it would probably be around $70.
Man, hell no. Like, they start off really slow, so they better bring it these next few seasons leading into the next expansion. Like, it's not Halo Infinite bad, but 3 months is still a long time.
Yeah, and like, I know tonight, I'm actually going to try to play tonight, so we'll see. And hopefully I've been seeing some more of our clips that we've been posting up on our social media, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And finally, I got the Huntington Cambridge website back up. I was messing with some hosting and servers and stuff, and I messed up. And yeah, I probably didn't notice, but the website was down for a bit. And so but it's finally back up. And one of the things that I'm actually posting up coming out is Death Note. I was finally able to finish it. I know it's been 20 years since about 20 years since the show was released, but I was finally able to finish it. And, you know, that might be something we could talk about on another episode. That's a whole another topic for that one. But I do want to mention that I do have a blog post coming out about it. It's part one, because I just want to kind of introduce Death Note for those who haven't heard of it, or maybe you've heard of it but never watched it, or don't know why people talk about it, because I was one of those people. And so I finally was able to watch it, and, you know, I really liked it. I really loved it. So check out my blog post. It's coming out next week. That's blog post specifically. Or if not, I might switch it up for this week. So I guess just check out unsigngamers.com for our blog post. I know I have one coming out for that. And actually, another one that I was talking to my brother and Tonio about is this, the rumor about the PlayStation standing up and how it causes, I guess, major damage to your PlayStation. And I know, Tonio, you just got a PlayStation 5. And right now, do you have it standing up or horizontal? And you too, Jermaine Eddie.
I have it as advertised, vertical.
Nice. And Jermaine?
Oh no, mine is laying down. I lost the screw for the stand.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I don't remember where I put it yet. Making a lot.
Okay.
No, don't you have to have the stand on it even if it's horizontal?
Yeah, but I don't have. If you lay it down, you don't need the screw.
Yeah.
But if you're going to stand it up, you need the screw so it doesn't, like, fall over. Now, I don't remember where the hell I put that screw at. I know it's in the back. That's all I know. Just don't know where. Damn.
Dang. Well,
it's in this room somewhere.
Well, hopefully you find it, and hopefully you can put it up, because, I mean, well, one of the things I like about standing up is that it saves you room on whatever you have it on, unless you have it on the floor.
I have it on. What's it called? A dresser. So,
okay.
Where I have
okay.
A bunch of my stuff that. But I want to stand it up because I need a little extra room.
Cool.
Yeah, it does save room whenever you stand it up.
Yeah.
That thing is.
I might just think of a screenshot. Go to Home Depot on Lowe's and be like, hey, y'all got this screw?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure.
Got you, bro.
Yeah.
Way too often.
That's a.
I have a swap the PlayStation 6.
Yeah, right. I mean, they got everything.
If I was like a PlayStation specific screw, I think you'd be all right.
You know what? I've never looked into that.
I don't know how it does it with some of their products.
Right. Oh, it did. I know.
That's right.
But going
back to the, I guess, that rumor. So it turns out from what I've read, and again, I have a blog post coming out about it as well, but just to kind of give you a short summary of it. Basically, you don't have to worry about it. But I will say that there is a potential risk of it. However, the risk of it happening is very super duper low. As you know, PlayStation has been like the best-selling console for the past 3 years, I believe, selling like 20, 30 million units. And so far, I mean, not many have been, you know, talked about this damage that can happen to your PlayStation for sending it up. And I'm sure if there was, then, you know, PlayStation would be doing some recalls because, you know, it's advertised on the box, it's advertised in commercials that the PlayStation should be standing up. And, you know, it's standing up because that's the design of the PlayStation. So for those of y'all who had fears about standing your PlayStation up, have no fear. It's okay. It's meant to do that by design. But I will also say that there is a potential that it can still happen. But it's very, 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 very small. Like one, maybe less than 1% of it happening. But again, I mean, if you prefer it, you know, horizontal, lay horizontal. I mean, it's meant for both. So don't be afraid. If you want to stand up, stand up. If you want to lay down, lay down. No problem. But again, more of it in my blog post coming out next week. And also there's a link included in it that gives you a more in-depth description of where I got that information from, because I like to provide sources for my information. So I'm trying to get more involved with blogging, more involved in posting more videos. And also I got to give a shout out to our partner in crime over here, our fellow Untucked Gamer, Jermaine and Way. You know, your clip that you sent me, and I posted it up, like late one day, and I know it was close to midnight, and I went to bed, and I wake up in the morning, and it had like 1,000 views already, and I was like, whoa, dang. So shout out to Jermaine. Hey man, awesome. People love your work. Keep it up.
Well, I'll try to get some more clips on being by Mason marketing skills with that shotgun, you know.
I saw the comments on that.
Gotta train hard every day to make sure.
Yeah, so
I try to get more clips.
Awesome. Yeah, this the same with everybody out there. If you have some clips you want to share, you know, send it to us. You know, we'll post it for you up there, and you know, just for everybody to see. Also, shout out to Red Dragon too for giving me a clip too, posting that one up too. And also, I've noticed that people are liking our commentating videos. I saw there's a good amount of people that have been watching our videos. Again, thank you very much for that. Shout out to everybody there, and a shout out to our good buddy AJ, who and everybody else that joined in our Twitch stream the other day. I was looking at the statistics, and I saw we had a good amount that showed up. So greatly appreciate it. It could have been the topic because we're talking about Death Note, because I think we're all talking about it. So, thank you everybody. And obviously, we're not the only ones that love anime. So Death Note, pretty cool. But yeah, I guess guys, how was your weekend playing games?
It was good.
I was spent working, so I work a 12-hour shift on the weekend, so it's kind of hard for me to get any gaming in there.
Damn.
You gotta take that bit back.
But that this weekend, you gonna play, right?
Yeah, no, I'm off Saturday, so I'll be on Friday night. I'm gonna string with you guys.
Awesome.
But you guys, what y'all play the weekend while I was at work?
All the fun we had. I started replaying Bloodborne again, like New Game Plus with that game. It's still pretty hard, but I like it though. Probably my favorite one still, like even after Elden Ring coming out. I just like the atmosphere in that game.
Well, make sure you get some clips from that too, if you have anything, you know, awesome to show on that too. Yeah. And Antonio, like, I know you got a PlayStation 5, a new game's playing on your end?
Yeah, this is the first time running through Miles Morales.
Well, on the PS5.
Nice.
Oh, man. It's a beautiful, beautiful game. That's all I have to say.
That's okay. You can say it. PlayStation is better. Go ahead.
I need it. I don't want to get into it yet.
Feel the system out.
But so far, man, I mean, everything I expected of, something as powerful as that, it really does compare to the Series X. But I will say, I'm using it as a single player kind of system, you know, where Xbox has a lot of multiplayer games I play.
Yeah, yeah.
But the single player games on PlayStation are top notch, like that one. Like,
Wow. That's all I got. I'm amazed. That's really good. Okay.
There you go.
He said it.
Yeah, all right. I guess to get some context to everybody. Antonio, he's been, like, for the longest, an Xbox gamer only. It wasn't until now he just got his first PlayStation, right? You never had a PlayStation before?
Since the first PS1. That's the first PS1.
That was a long time ago.
Man, dang. Well, welcome to the dark side, which is the cool side.
Yes. Yeah, oh, yes.
It's great.
Eventually, I'll get one.
Just waiting for a few more, you know?
Yeah, I think it's just you and David now, I think.
Yeah, everybody else has one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, you know, I went to the store, you know, and they just had it in there, right? Last one, I was like,
so go ahead and pick that up.
It's meant to be for the last one, right?
Yeah.
I can't let it go.
And you know, that hasn't been as crazy as it was before firing them, right?
Yeah.
A lot cheesier, I think.
So, like, me and my walking to Walmart for gym shorts walked out with a PS5.
Yeah.
And the store with me looks like, still laughing at that.
You got the shorts, though, right?
Yeah, I'm still out.
Yeah, like
with me though, I wanted to get so I bought the Hogwarts game,
nice.
But I have a Series S that I'm playing with, and the memory is so it's tiny on there. The hard drive is tiny, and you know I have an external hard drive, but you know with the Xbox you can only play the new games like Warzone or I guess Hogwarts 2. You have to have it on the internal hard drive, and it's not big enough to have both those games on there. So I went to go get that card you're supposed to put in the back of it, and I thought that was it because it was a Seagate, but it wasn't it, and it was $200. So I went to go take it back, and then I got my money back, and I was walking in the game section, and then I saw the PS5. I was like, I only got to put a couple more $100 in, and I got that thing.
I'm going to take it right now.
There we go.
And that box was huge. Super big.
Yeah. Well, nice. Like, I got mine, like, maybe a year that it's been out. But even then, like, it was hard to get. And I actually got mine winning it in an auction, a silent auction. So, yeah, I still got it, though. So, and yeah, and so far, I've been standing it. And so far, so good. So, just wanted to throw that out there.
I wouldn't know.
I'm sorry, Nando.
Oh, you will. No, you will.
One day
at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
The universe will come together to bring you.
Yes.
Flash, Rain, what y'all think?
Which one? Sorry, what was that?
The Flash.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did y'all watch that trailer?
Hell yeah, baby. Also, watch the Super Bowl. Also, thank you, Philip. Oh, yeah, Philip, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Money. All I need.
Hey, Rico's rubbing it in, too. Playing that with
him. But
anytime Philip got mad over anything, we bring it up. Man, he must owe him $50.
Oh.
But back to the Flash trailer. Yeah, I watched it. Yeah, no, I liked it. Like, as soon as I saw the trailer, you know, everything I heard about Ezra Miller, I forgot about. Like, now I'm just like, I want to watch this movie, because, damn. But what did y'all think?
I loved it. I thought it was really good, and then they showed my favorite Batman.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
So they're having my favorite Batman, Michael Keaton, which I think should have been, but not should have, but it is the best one. That's just my personal opinion on it. I was happy when I saw him in there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm definitely going. I do not care. Well, for the time of duration of the movie, I'm not going to care what he did until it's over, and then I'm going to start caring again.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's
wait a minute. I don't know what he did. What happened?
Oh, wow.
actually some had something to do with guns, kidnapping people, and I can't remember what the other stuff was.
Yeah, let's just say a bunch of bad stuff.
Yeah, that dude went crazy.
Yeah, the guy playing the Flash.
They need to slap a few ankle monitors on him and just keep an eye on him for a while.
Yeah. But what did y'all think, Nando, Tonio?
I was surprised.
Bill Nando.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like I didn't know anything about it, about the trailer being there at the Super Bowl, because I didn't pay that much attention to it.
Mm.
But then I watched the trailer. I'm like, yeah, like this is awesome. I like what they're doing. They're fusing all these universes into this one movie. And yeah, when Batman showed up, like immediately, like when he was on screen doing his thing, I noticed the Danny Elfman theme song from like the original 1989 Batman movie.
Yeah,
playing as he was fighting, I got chills.
Yeah,
it is. It looks really good. It looks really promising.
I really hope that all mess it up.
I mean, I think this is gonna be the last Zack Snyder film. And then,
I think that's what resets everything, doesn't it?
Yeah. Because, I think what James Gunn said, because, they were going to axe the Flash movie, but they used it to kind of introduce that this kind of, starts everything over, the whole DC universe. And now James Gunn's DC universe will begin after this movie, because whatever happens in this movie is kind of, basically reboot everything.
Yeah, starting his Gods and Monsters storyline.
Yeah. But I know the movie comes out, what, I think June 15, 16 of this year? Perfect. Nice. Yeah, you know what? I mean, we might go watch it the day of, because I'm excited. Yeah, just like Jermaine, I think the thing that really sold me was seeing Michael Keaton as Batman. And I was like, Yes. I mean, it could have been from watching football. I was too excited, but I got excited. I was like, what? Hell yeah. But we'll see. We'll see when it comes out. And hopefully, what Jermaine said, that'll mess it up. But I mean, right now, I'm hooked. I'm already sold, and I'm ready to buy the tickets, pre-order my tickets to watch the movie.
Yeah, the second I get that announcement on the app I have, I'm buying. Watching big movies like that in the theater, when it first comes out, is always good because the whole crowd gets into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember watching those Star Wars films coming out. I think with Clone Wars, where Yoda comes down and fights the whole theater, everybody very scared.
They were up in stare.
Honestly, my favorite moment was when that happened. Crowd gathered to it. It was with Captain America finally killed Villager.
Cool.
When he finally killed it, I was like, hey, everybody.
I know. It's about time.
It's been long enough.
Yeah. For me, yeah, that happened. But the second one where the crowd went crazy and we was expecting it, where we all heard it. But we didn't believe it until we saw it. And it was whenever Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield showed up in Spider-Man, the recent Spider-Man movie. Everybody just went crazy. Everybody just went wild. I mean, I saw popcorn being thrown up in the air. A lot of, and then, of course, when Tobey Maguire came in, everybody just went crazy. And then for a moment, I thought we were going to see it again, the reaction. When Green Goblin threw his pumpkin bomb, and then we're all like, oh shit, we're about to see Green Goblin, but then he gets pulled into a portal by Doctor Strange, and so we didn't get to see him. And when I remember the crowd was like, oh, but you're right. I think this is gonna be one of those movies, probably just really for us old people to go see Michael Keaton again as Batman. And then just to see it, I'm sure it's going to be the same way. Once it comes on, the first appearance on there, everybody's gonna be like, oh shit, let's go.
Right. It's like he never
left. Yeah. And then he's like,
and little on slid in there a little, by the way.
Yeah. Man.
Yes. That's what I'm looking forward to with the DC movies, is that I'm looking for the experience, and you know, Marvel kind of disappointed me in that aspect. But with that trailer, like, that's already setting the bar on where we're at with DC, finally. We're all looking forward to actually watching the next movie.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Shazam, yeah. I mean, whether or not it's still in the plan, who knows? The Aquaman, I think it'll still be good. But this one, it's what sets it apart.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks. And then with that said, like I said, we're going to try to keep this short. But, hey, yeah, just like everybody else, I'm sure people out there, we're definitely going to be tuning in and looking for those pre-order tickets to be able to get to watch the new Flash movie coming out. And, you know, catch us on Twitch stream this weekend. We'll be streaming. And we actually, you know, might be something in the works maybe in the future about streaming on Twitch. But we'll see what happens for now. And as always, thank y'all, everybody out there, for supporting us, watching us stream, or just liking our images on our videos on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, you know, all of our social media. Make sure y'all check out our website, untitledgamers.com. If y'all want to come join the podcast, you want to come join and play with us, you know, send us a message on any of our social media or untitledgamers.com. Let us know. Give us a hit. And with that said, I'm going to pass it on to Nandol.
Oh, yeah, you know, check us out this weekend, because it looks like Jermaine's going to be playing with us this time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. So check us out on Twitch stream this weekend. As always, the bayonets that was
Antonio?
All right, everybody, just enjoy the games, because the games nowadays are so awesome.
Especially on PlayStation, right?
I didn't want to say that, okay?
Okay. No, you already said earlier. Yeah. It's already out there.
Yeah. All right, and...
talk about it in depth later, okay?
All right. And your mate?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing with you guys this weekend. If I could get my Twitch stuff set up right on here, I'll go ahead and do my first stream as well with y'all. I'll go live on mine. I just got to make sure I got everything set up properly.
Awesome. You want to give everybody your Twitch handle?
Yeah, give me a second, because I got like a weird setup on it.
Okay.
All right, so it'll be Stewie Me, StewyMean. And it's all one word. But yeah, I'll be on there. If I can get everything set up properly, I'll get on there, do a live stream with you.
Awesome. Thanks, Jermaine. Thank you, Nano. Thank you, Daniel. And for me, like I said, I'm just going to repeat what I said earlier. Thank you again. Check us out on untitledgamers.com, all of our social media, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, all that jazzy stuff. And until next time, we're the Unsung Gamers, saving the world one game at a time. Bye.